Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see another one of those great old places, Canada, and that's Old Wives, Saskatchewan. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. I cannot wait to get to today's guest. Peter Linsemann is with us. He's a producer, Music Mentor Productions, and one of Canada's superstars. Kate Todd is with us. She's a recording artist. She's an entertainer, KateTodd.com, Kate Todd Music. Welcome, both of you, to the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks for having us.
Now, we're going to talk about the business of music and entertainment. It's a little bit different than most of the subjects we entertain on the Profit Business Cast. We're getting into it because although it's a little different, there's so many similarities in every type of business wherever entrepreneurs are involved. So let's step back a bit. And first, why don't you both, Peter and Kate, tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you fit into the Canadian music and entertainment scene.
Well, I'm Kate Todd, and I've been fortunate to be in the entertainment industry for over 13 years now. I'm an actress, singer, songwriter, spokesperson, and board member for different organizations. I've been on some TV shows that you might know, one on Family Channel and Nickelodeon called Radio Free Roscoe, where I first played a singer-songwriter, and Life with Derek, My Babysitter's a Vampire. Also, was very excited to be in Family Guy a couple years back, so that was a thrill, and most recently, voice work for Assassin's Creed Unity.
Peter, how about you?
Not quite as exciting, but I've been in the industry for 15 years full-time, and I have an independent record label and CCMA-nominated recording studio as well. I do a lot of related work with the music industry, some of it being even editing the Profit Guide Business Cast. I'm in a number of foundations and councils and associations, a founding director of the Hometown Music Council, founding director of SIPO Foundation, founding director of Country Music Association of Ontario, director for Building Bands Canada as well, and Kate Todd Management, actually only about a year old now, and I'm finding that that is a full-time job in itself.
Well, I'm sure that it is. And there's great information, Peter, about you and the services you offer at musicmentorproductions.com. Kate, of course, is at Kate Todd with two Ds, katetodd.com. Okay, let's get into it. There are differences between the music and entertainment industry and the more typical types of businesses and the more typical types of entrepreneurs and their endeavors. Kate, what do you see as the big differences?
I think that the sense of community that music and art brings to a group of people is really interesting. Everybody comes together and you're dealing with the artist or the actress, the brand, essentially. When I go into a writing session, you're essentially having an exchange of a company, which is a person. And I think that is unique. I also believe that us as an art culture and art community, we help each other survive. For example, like when I'm sending out invoices or when I'm receiving invoices, they're all to my friends, from my friends, because we're tossing our services around and helping create this great musical bond, and we also get to eat, which is great.
Now, I've got to ask you a question about that, because you're sending and receiving invoices to and from friends. Small business in Canada typically is forced into the position where we finance ourselves because the banks are not always in our corners. We don't have enough of a track record. We don't have the depth. We don't have security. Whatever it is, we tend to finance each other by delaying payments or speeding up payments. Do you find when your friends are your suppliers and your customers that you're even tardier or faster making payments?
It's always very professional, and I definitely take that very seriously. And even though we are friends, and you still want to maintain that level of respect, I think, for the other person and the other business.
Peter, what do you see as the differences between the entertainment music industry and everybody else?
The leading edge of technology always is fascinating. And Kate and I actually did a conference called the Emerge Conference for the University of Guelph and Humber. And we talked about the Walkman, which was the first form of a handheld entertainment concept, right from the Walkman to the cell phone, which is most popular and largest selling device on the planet, like the Walkman was back then. And that really has led to what is happening now and the revolution of digitization of music and video. All the new marketing concepts that is embraced and utilized best by the music industry and entertainment industry. For example, social media like YouTube, crowdsource funding, which we're in the middle of. I would like to talk a little bit about our crowdsource funding campaign. We have a really unique funding campaign.
Before we go there, where can we find this campaign? Are you Indiegogo, Kickstarter? What platform are you utilizing?
We have a really cool campaign, and it can be found at pledgemusic.com/KateTodd.
pledgemusic.com/KateTodd.
Yeah, it's always difficult to ask people for their support and their money because, you know, there's so many places where they can put their money. But I felt that this campaign was interesting and unique and actually made a really nice connection between myself and my friends or my fans or my supporters. Essentially, you pledge money to the campaign. So for this campaign, they're pre-ordering my new album, Anywhere With You. They can pledge their support to different experiences or products. For example, we have a really cool experience available where Gibson has endorsed me and have given us some acoustic and electric guitars and opened up their showroom for a lesson. And somebody can bid on that. They can buy that experience. I thought that was really unique because not only are you supporting my album, which is amazing and I'm so grateful for, but it also allows me to make a connection with somebody who wants to have that connection, and it's exciting for me as well.
Now, I know that successful crowdsourcing campaigns start with a relatively small target amount. Those with really large targets rarely make it. The smaller ones, they can get to a certain point. What is your initial target?
We've set it at 15,000. We actually can get by with less. We've put everything, all of our resources, everything into this album, and the marketing of it, of course, is costs even more. So if we can top up what we've put in ourselves, also we got some grant money from Factor, which is a Heritage Canada funded concept for commercial music, and fortunately we did the grant writing application and got $25,000 from Factor for Kate, just based on the demos that were going to be on this album and the strength of the marketing plan and our team, and that's kind of how they score it. So that is another interesting aspect of our industry and the support that there is.
Well, let's look at that for a second, because that is a Canadian government initiative, Factor. You said yourself it's Heritage Canada. Would you say that a lot of the entertainment and creative industries in Canada are in fact kickstarted by a government grant?
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
Well, that's always an interesting question. But yes, we're a very small piece of the pie compared to the rest of the world. I think we're 2 or 3% of at least music industry's market. So being subsidized does help immensely, and it just gives Canada so much more professionally created music and then, of course, marketed music to compete with the rest of the world. And then our Canadian content laws with the CRTC make it so that one-third of all of the music on the airwaves has to be Canadian. And again, there is two sides to that story, but we, of course, being musicians struggling and fighting against the big American stars and English and European stars, without that, I really don't know what kind of a voice we would have out there.
Kate, would you say that a lot of your career has been pushed along because of federal government grants and arts and creative funding?
Well, I've certainly been very fortunate to get this Factor grant for this album, but I wouldn't say that in the past I've experienced many of those things, but I'm sure there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that I'm not necessarily aware of. Let's say the acting projects that I've been part of and the executive producers and the networks have experienced that I wouldn't necessarily know. So it's hard for me to comment, but I know that I have been very fortunate with this Factor grant. Let's face it, if I didn't get that grant, I just would not have the means to make this new album of mine.
So, Kate, let's talk about career for a second. Creative industries, it can be a long road to success. What's kept you in? Have you ever thought of bailing?
Well, I mean, of course, everybody has felt like that from time to time, but I have been very fortunate in my career, and I guess that is a motivating factor, but there have been times where my family has been really there for me and has really encouraged me to stay in the arts and to continue on this journey, and reminded me that all these artists from the 60s, my parents are in the hippie generation and love classic rock, and they've told me their stories and just reminded me that, hey, no matter how many times you get rejected from record labels or different roles, it just takes that one, and if you're lucky enough to hit it, you have to put in your dues and see if that's what's going to happen for you.
Well, I can certainly comment on that, because if people I know within RCA from Atlantic difficult people we've interviewed, those of you in the audience in the creative industry, hang in there because you need the support group and it takes time. But Canada is such a fertile market for creative genius. I'll give you that. Peter, I want to ask you a question. The issues that people need to be aware of in niche businesses, especially in the niche business that you're in, music, entertainment, what are those issues that people need to understand?
How many hats you have to wear at all times is just staggering. I'm fascinated by it. I think Kate and I have come together, and there's definitely something to our lifestyles of having very similar amounts of variety, let's say, to our vocation and our streams of revenue. A little history about why I'm still in the industry and why there's just so many hats to be worn. It started with the love of songwriting and creating something out of nothing, including productions and helping an artist to become a known artist, and then having to record it, and then having to manufacture it, release it, and then market it. And I started with an idea and a song and just supporting it in every way I can. And then, of course, signing Kate, everything that I can do to help support Kate and her journey now.
Kate, how many hats do you wear?
My days are sometimes all over the place in terms of how many gears I'm going in and how many times I have to switch those gears. So, for example, I teach music and I teach acting. I coach young to teenage kids who have agents. They're in film and TV. They're very passionate. It demands a lot because you want them to be the best they can be. I do voice work as well. I write music. I love writing songs and always considered myself to be a writer. My first role was on a television show as an actress where I played a singer-songwriter, and I think that's a large part of why I was booked for that role, because as an actress, I had no experience. I grew up in the country, and it's a lot of different hats, and I think that's just what I'm used to, and I think that's exciting to me.
You know, that's all well and good what you both just said, the lots of hats, but every entrepreneur in the country, every initiative that's worth doing, the owner, the principal, the manager, the entrepreneur is wearing lots of hats. That's the success to business in Canada, creative industries or otherwise. Okay, final question to each of you. What are the lessons you would share with people already entrenched in your industry? Could be graphics, music, video, whatever, that are looking for greater success. Kate, what are the lessons you would share?
You know, there's lots of talented people out there, and they're doing the same things as I am. I think that they would agree to be an entrepreneur in anything that you're doing. You just have to eat, sleep, and breathe whatever it is that you are involved in. You wake up and you hit the ground running. You get to a certain level and you relax a bit. No, you can't. That's where it's beginning. That's the easy part. The hard part is maintaining that and continuing to climb and continuing to maintain your place wherever you are and demanding that excellence from yourself. I think that's an important thing to remember for myself and for others as well.
Peter, what would you share?
Don't invest more than you're prepared to lose. I've fallen into this trap a few times and been kind of left at the altar, as they say, when I was able to bring an artist to a label or get them signed. It's a volatile industry. You just need to be wise about where you spend your money, time, and your own resources in a lot of cases. I guess my motto is living the dream, following your passion. We just spend so much time at our vocation. Why not spend it doing what you love? This relates back to the journey of it all and enjoying that, and the goal is part of it. It's not the be-all and end-all. Working with Kate, for example, has just been such a glorious journey. So fulfilling and so much fun. And really, really wonderful experience in time, regardless of what happens. I am so happy.
Well, the thing that resonates with me and what you said is you both hit upon it. I say it all the time, two P's and an F, passion, perseverance, and focus. You've mentioned it over and over, especially Kate with the passion and the perseverance. Great tips for any entrepreneur in any industry. Peter Linsemann, producer, Music Mentor Productions, musicmentorproductions.com. Kate Todd, recording artist, entertainer, katetodd.com. Thank you both for being guests on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much for having us, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And Peter, thank you for your great editing skills. And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to know what a great CA firm can do for your business, if you want to get more of the passion, perseverance, and focus, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, old wives, Saskatchewan.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.